Okay, Minchas Chinuch Shir, Wednesday night, or Yud Gimel Mar Cheshvan, November 1st. And I have another sefer that is, you know, Korban Pesach Tichel Chaso. And just to go over the same dinim again, but he structures it a little differently. He says like this: Shnei chaburas that are eating the Korban Pesach in one room, but it's two chaburas, so they have to. So he says, Yasek kol chabur la'atzma hetef mechitzas benifrad, which is the way the Kesef Mishnah learns even in the Rambam, that they do need some form of mechitzas. B'chol chabur hofeches panel l'tzaracher, k'day she'ye mikar hetef shekol chabur hu li'atzma, which the Kesef Mishnah seems to learn is because it's not a mechitza gemura, right?
Meaning
in Hilchos Mechitza,
yeah.
But the Kesef Mishnah does consider that the Pshat in the Rambam is that you do not need a Mechitza. You create what the Rambam calls a Hekef, a circle, an enclosed circle, by turning your face away so everybody is sitting with their backs to the other people, so that is what creates that it's two chaburas. But Tosfos Yontif Hiskim L'Pirush Abeis, that you don't need mechitzas. V'hinei, I'm reading from the footnotes of this fella. Imafichas ponim kori hekef, that's the Rambam's word, hekef. In order to create the two chaburas in the same room, you need a hekef. Imkein arei ha'afichah hu chiyuv min ha'toyra. But then you mamish have to do it in the Araisa. The woman he tiruates al kala, that the kala doesn't have to do it, then he has to do it sachim. Umashikosov she has a heck of kosher, who the first eretz, lo nisbar klal mahu, what's this heck of kosher? Elohim is your darko, this person says. Kavanas Rambam is only that there should be space, they shouldn't be like on top of each other. And with the Rabbanon, you turn the face aside. But all you need is a space. Okay.
No mechitza whatsoever.
That's what he says.
You can see, because clearly see there's two groups of people. You clearly see this.
Okay. That's another sheet that we have here. Yeah. Well.
That's what he's saying, right? And then the heck
is
the
Rabbanah. Not the heck is the Rabbanah. The heck is the Araisa. Turning aside the face is the Rabbanah. The turning away. So that's a question. So some say Mechitza, and some say the turning aside. And he's suggesting it just means space. They're not on top of each other.
And the Kala can just do what she wants?
Yeah, we're not going to go into that yet. The Kala, the Kala. Okay, then he says, so again, he's near Ikal Allah, Shaykh Surah Mechitza. Okay. Mishoyzi Bosal Chutz, Viniach Shom Loke, Akira Anochal Vad, Osrak Mudri Seifrim, Baboshus Osan Esso Bachila. He tells that it's Muksa, you know, you have to think of these things without living it. He said it's Muksa. Once it, if it becomes Osir, it becomes Muksa. So you can't move it. So what are you going to do with the Kli after? You know, there's the sheet is that you can't eat on the roof or in the upper stories of the building. There are sheet is that those spaces do not have Kedushas Yerushalayim, so you can't eat Kutchum Kalam there. He says, you know, he says, I will come a place give me some where Choshon, even if it's very crowded and hot in the house. Boy, air conditioning. Very crowded and hot. You can't go outside. You can't go on the roof. He says they went on the roof to say Hallel. They had already the carbon Pesach, I guess. Vazotim Rabbi Komo Shiva Komonim is my name. We have a lot of flaws. What do we say? Everybody has to eat on Komat Karka. I let me establish and say Lecho Rakmakoimus Karka. But it's not called a gag, it's not called Alios, it's called Karka. Veishlahatalecho Bechola Komos Bechuli Alma.
Huh? Why? Just because it's because it's difficult.
Cause it's not the stuff.
The floor is the floor. You dig a basement under your floor, and suddenly you can't eat on your main floor because it's hard.
But he said, but that's what was the Hamamina there. There must be a
Gemara. It's not a Mokum Dira. Dag in Bali is not a Mokum Dira. I don't know. I'm trying to look at
it.
So I guess they used to not have these tall buildings. It's a storage space. So maybe it doesn't have the Kedushas Yerushalayim. It's regular housing. People live there. Ainu b'chlal aliyos, sheinim tzeilim la'abotim klal. They're not tuffled to anything. They're abotim b'fnei atzmon. Shatu nomar shebal habayis. V'yesh marte, v'takos habayis. He has a cellar. He has to go down to the cellar to eat it. He says Aliyos means something that's tuffle to the bias. It's not the main bias. I will invent Iker HaBayis Mutter. I will Allah Gag Asulecho. Even if you have a sukkah on your Gag, but you can't eat your Pesach on the Gag.
Is there a Pesach or something? I mean,
no, a Lotus Katshu. Gag and Aliyos Lotus Katshu. It's not a Pesach. So Gemara, Gemara says, Dagen Lalias Lona Scotches. They don't get to do this Yerushalayim.
And the reason is it's not a place people live? Is that the Sfarah? What would be the Sfarah? Why and not?
Maybe it's being moved, it's not a place to live. It's too high up. What if you're flying in a plane?
Yeah, just think.
At some point, it's not.
I'm sure you can't eat kachum kawa.
That's what I'm saying. So it's,
how about the helicopter?
I think it's because it's too high up. It's not considered on the karka of history.
Okay, but it's fascinating. Like, you need a sefer. You need like a guy in a sefer to suggest that a stavrit at the upper stories have kedushas with the line. I mean, it's very mistaken what he says. They're regular houses. They're just built up. You know, it's not tuffle to the bias. The point of Aliyos Lo Niskachu is that it's tuffle to the bias and it's Lo Niskachu. But if you have a house and just on the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, it comes from the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Mishnayos talk about that Gag and Aliyos Lo Niskachu at the Beis HaMikdash. And okay, let's go back to Mitzvah Chinuch. I'm still doing Mitzvah Tesvog.
You couldn't eat Mitzvah Shani in there and all that kind of stuff?
Correct. In where? In Gag and Aliyos, yeah. Okay.
You?
The Hinei didn't say, I think we're up to, no?
Venera, I think. Above that, Venera.
Venera. Venera. The Lava said, the Moitzi of Pesach, Eino Ala B'nei Chabura, says, Chilu Lecho. Also, Kolecho Lahotzi Misham. Oyim Adam Acher Ba, also Lahotzi Chatichas Pesach. Aber wenn ich harbe B'nei Chabura, das Chilu Lecho, Chutz me'echad o shnayim, one or two of them didn't start eating yet. So they could still form another chabura. They can go away to a different place and form their own chabura. Rasha me'elu o shnayim, lika chelka me'ha chabura, lasosat from chabura acheres, o b'bayos acher. In other words, everything kicks in when you start eating. But before they start eating, even though everybody else started eating, they can take their portions and go make their own chabura somewhere.
The korban, right?
What?
The korban.
The korban Pesach we're talking about.
They only started eating. They didn't matzah.
They didn't start. Yeah, they didn't start eating the korban.
They cannot eat it in two places.
What?
They cannot eat it in two places.
Or even the formation of the chabura could come at any time. Since we passed that many chaburas can be formed on one Korban Pesach, so he's saying you can form a chabura at any point in time until you start eating. You form your own chabura.
But wait, according to Hillel, it's all together. You're eating the matzah with the maror with the korban, right?
So,
he said two people. So we don't care about the din of Zimun and all that is not science.
They didn't start eating yet.
Yes, but okay.
I don't know. You're right of conscious.
No, I want to live it. I want to go to the base of Mikdash and find out what happened.
He's not talking about a case that happened. He's talking. He wants to teach you the din of two kaburas. He wants to teach you the din that. Again, all these dinim are only not to take it outside the house and not to take it outside the chabura. That only kicks in after you start eating. Before you start eating, you can form your own group and you can go wherever you want.
What defines eating the meat together?
What do you mean, what defines together? What defines a chabura, do you mean?
Chabura.
Eating the meat, the carbon vessel, that's what I'm saying.
Let's say these two go to another table, take their meat, form a new chabura, and they bench with the first group?
I don't know. That's a good question. It depends if they, where they eat the matzah, if they can see each other. That's a hilchus b'chus ha-mazim. We're not learning hilchus b'chus ha-mazim. And what happens if this kid has Ravana to do? It's the last night, and they see the Ravana, they have to go outside, so they have to swallow for it. They can't go outside till they swallow the carbon vessel. Yeah, it might be the last night, depends when the Moilin was. I mean, I can think of a lot of Shilas. The Alav Azeh Davka Ba'oichlan Sheshchilu Le'echol O Ishzar Otsu Lahotsu Me'achabura Sheshchilu Le'echol Avo Mikzis Chabura Shlo Hishchilu Le'echol Avo Bisha Mikzis Hishchilu. So they, we Paskin, you can form many Chaburas, so they can now form their own Chabura. Kom Kom Heim Shlo Ochlu Rashom Lika Chelkom V'lasus Chabura Acheres V'mokom Acher Uraya D'mavur the Gemara of that paper, Vaman Aleph Hashamar Sheochal Kazayas, Bitsara Tanur, Ipikeachum Amale Kreso Mimenu, Rimrotu B'nei Chabur, Lassusimo Tovo, Born V'yoshim B'tzidoi. Tambu Yuchalechol B'nei Achabura, also Lechol B'shnei Mekomos, and can't keep in the B'nei Chabura, Yochal B'mokamacher, Hechloikim Heim HaPesach B'mokamacher. How can they take their Pesach to join with him? Omotzino Solo. They didn't eat yet, it's talking about. They can take their Korban Pesach wherever they want to. You can't take the Korban Pesach out of the house in which they started eating it. But before they started eating, they're entitled to make a chabura and to go with that chabura wherever they want inside Yerushalayim. Elagad b'nei chabur shlo ochlo adayim rashon lehotzi v'yisrein elamish yeschulecho lo vizor shlo b'nei chaburahu also lehotzi lachash yeschilu b'nei chabur lecho avol mitzvus b'nei chabur shlo yeschilu rashon lehotzi chalkam l'mokam acher came near Li, says the Minchas Chinuch. He says it on his own. He says came near Li. Once you started eating,
Yizdar is only over if he dafka takes it from a person. One of the people has actually started eating. If he takes it from someone in the forehead who hasn't started yet eating, it's not, it's no problem.
A different person does it.
Yeah.
No, Yizdar.
Yeah.
Yizdar can't come in now and take it out.
He's talking about an Yizdar that's taking. Not that he's taking it from himself, a chaver. He's taking. He's like stealing it from me. What is
he taking it out, but the person has to have, it has to be from an individual who's already started eating.
Yeah, well, if he didn't start eating yet, then
even though he's part of,
then there's no gvulim.
But if they started, if people in the kibbutz started to eat, then an ishzar comes in. He can eat. He can eat from the. He can eat from the pesach, right?
Well, no, he's not a monu.
Sounds like he can eat because it says no.
He's not a monu. He can't eat.
So why is he saying he can't take it out?
I don't know. Maybe we're talking about if he's like the Isra of Leisaitzi. But he certainly can't come in and start eating from the Korban Pesach once it's shechted because he's not a monoi. And the Pesach ain't a nechal el olamnuyim. I don't know either, but we are. We're talking about the point is he could, he's not over the love of taking it out if he takes it from someone that didn't start eating yet.
None of them started eating yet. He could eat, he could take it out. If anybody started eating, the Yizdar can't take it out.
No.
But the Kabur could take it out if they didn't start eating. But the Yizdar can't take it out if anybody started eating.
If everybody started eating.
Anybody started eating, the Yizdar can't take it out.
Where does he say that?
That's the difference between the Yizdar. That's why
he is. Where does he say that?
Im Adam Acher Ba Asir Lahotzi. That's in the case. That's it. That's if they started to eat.
Yeah, if somebody.
If they all started to eat. I don't know why he brings in Yizdar. I don't know what the chiddush of Yizdar is. But he says, "Lachas yeschilu b'nei chabur lecho."
And then the second clause: "Al im yesh harbe b'nei chabur v'yitul third line. Aval im yesh.
We have a different print. Okay, aval im yesh.
The second clause.
Yeah, aval im yesh harbe b'nei chabur v'yitul lecho chutz mechol u'shmayim rashoi eva shmayim lika chelka mechol. Yeah, that's.
Or izar now izar in the second clause. That's the second clause.
Yes, I don't know what he's talking about. Whose portion did he take?
He can't take anything out of the chabura once they start eating. The Yizdar can't take anything out of the chabura once they start eating. A b'nei chabura could take out, if he didn't start to eat, he could take out. But the Yizdar can't take anything out if anybody starts to eat.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to him. Why can't. Like that, he's not allowed to eat it anyway, so he's taking it out. And so if he's taking out, I don't know, if he's taking out a portion of someone that didn't start eating yet, maybe that person's going to form a new chabura somewhere else. So he's not taking it out of its place. Maybe that person's going to form a chabura where he's taking it to. Okay, let's leave it. It's not clear what he's saying. Let's leave it. Misha hischa lechol osu lelech lachabura acheres. So lachu chelkom b'lechol, because it turns out he's eating in two places. Also lo lechol b'shnei mekomos. U'shtei chaburos k'shnei mekomos domi k'mo sheivenu liyel. Chen kosu atreis v'shem b'mitbeis v'vir maschul umar lachu shalachu kol chabura chelkom oysur lohotzi mechelek chaburu zu l'chaburu ha'acheres. Even if it's the same path. Ach nir lo fiyos daiti after chalku if they didn't start eating yet, keep both chilulechol, then mashal lohitzi. Again, that's the Minchas Chinuch re-emphasizing this kiddush that it's only in beginning to eat. Even in roach, mechayil moed anosim likach michelkom b'leilech lachaburo acheres. This is like I told you with this zohar. The mali shalchem chabur acheres v'sheisum chabur la'atzmon. For shomim, they can do what they want till they start eating. They can join up with any group, and they can go form a new group. They can go to a new place. They can go to a new group in the same place. Like the schilu lechol, then everything kicks in. Asurim laholzi. I am besugya.
So the manui doesn't have to do really with the tabura. In other words, that's two separate things.
Yeah, manui, you have to be a manui to eat from the Korban Pesach.
But you could make multiple chaburas from on the same
Pesach. Yeah, that's rather machlokes tanaim, but that's for sure, that's what he's saying. And that's what we pass in there. You can make multiple chaburas on the same Korban Pesach. V'hinei din zeh, dein oichol rasho elecho b'shtei chaburus, or b'shnei mekomos, nafkulor min ha-posuk v'bayi sechot ye'ochol. Everything's worked out from that one posuk. V'bayi sechot ye'ochol, l'osotzi min ha-bosu min ha-bayi schutza. Im kein habo le asei, asei, it's like an asei, it's a lava bomb b'chal, asei in other words. Lo yochal ala b'mokom echad lo b'shnei mekomos. Kena b'perek nisho yotomei tzadikei amal alif. V'prot they might come in might. Lo sozi davol eilav anitik la'asei.
What?
I don't know. Al kaponim din zehu din acher. Deino oichal oichal b'shnei mekomos. B'li iser hoitzoh. It's not kosher to the iser hoitzoh. You're not allowed to eat it in two. One person can't eat it in two places or two chaburas. That's not totally in the losotzi. Don't take badi yochel b'shnei mekoymes over b'aseizu. L'chora kosha. L'omu l'imono harambam v'rava mechaber aseizu. Why isn't it in the minyan ha-mitzvahs that you can't eat it in two places? I don't know. Maybe it is totally in the Yisrael Hitzah.
Yeah,
because you can't take it out. You said it's an Isra Achila, maybe it's the Isra is the Isra to take it out.
This is a lav, what we're learning, right?
Well, Sosi is a lav, yeah.
Is he saying it's also an Asa?
The Asa of the lava bomachal Asa, the Vais Echo de Yochel, the Vishno Vishnei Botim. The Chari Kosher, one way mono, Rava Rambam. It's just a prat. The mitzvah lechal ha-pesach v'derech zeh. Sli u'v'ayisechot u'doy me'oit chalokim alkein lo'y nimde. It's a prat out of the pesach sli in the one house. I am saying for a mitzvah shal Rabbeinu v'Ramban shom Mishnah Melech v'gal v'gal v'gira. Okay, iron shop. I don't know, you want to get a Gemara? I don't know what that's about. Where is it? Mita Klaase. You want to get a Tzachem, please? That's the case. What?
Yeah, normally, if you're eating your house, you really don't have too much to worry about.
Yeah. Oh, they get the house.
It sounds like most people don't, because you're in a chabur, so most of the people from a chabur just live.
That's it, not to get shot.
It's usually a lot of people, it's a lot of meat.
On the night, we're going to the hotel.
That's it, not to get shot.
Just crammed into somebody's house,
but
all the other people don't live there.
No, Manui, right?
Whoever has the biggest
fighting. Thank you. Yashay not either. What is Yashay? Yashay is Lo Yod Omar Mecha. Yashay is one place. Is that going to be new fact? There's a lot of drinking out of that. That occupies the world. Yeah, yeah, I took it out. Yeah, back and forth.
Going
back.
I don't know why the Melchizedek quoted it in, but Gemara is talking about, according to one man, that the bosser does not become possible. So it's a lot of nitzak say that you have to bring it back into the house. If you take it out of the house, you have to bring it back in. So I don't know what he's trying to prove by it. Let's just strap it and go back to.
How does that fix it by bringing it back in?
Well, if it doesn't become possible, then it fixes it by bringing it back in. You can't eat it in two places. And the Torah asked you to take it out. So, and it said, they look at it as a lavanita glase. That Tana looks at it as a lavanita glase, and you bring it back in. Obviously, if it becomes possible by taking it out, then there's no lavanita glase because it's possible already.
And with this. Mechaber and the Rambam are told that it's nifsal.
Yeah. Ve'ef shalayim ha'adas alecha b'shnei mekomos davka b'ocha b'mokam rishon kazayis. Another point, the iser is only if you ate it in place one, so you had to have eaten a kazayis. Shir achilas yezeh b'yidei chaloso. Oso leilich l'mokam acher v'lechal od. Avu b'ochal pokos mekazayis pokos here. And I could eat it in a different place. Maybe. I will focus my kuzayis on mikri achila. I'll show you like a mokum acher. Kein nira elanias daiti. So if you have to quickly change places, you don't like your someone just walked into your chabura, and you don't really want to be part of that guy's chabura, but you're stuck. What can you do? But if you need kuzayis, yeah, you're not stuck. Kuzayis
doesn't really make the chabura yet.
Well, kuzayis. So you can't eat anything anyway because it becomes possible. The first thing we know, Rav Shimon holds, you're not allowed to make two chaburas out of one pesach. They all have to eat it together. But what does it mean that it can be eaten in two places? Pirish Rashi, the chilas achiloso. We'll have to stop here and then get out of Gemara and learn it like me, complicated subject.